That there's
good morning, by the way.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Great.
Hail in excess of 2 inches in diameter.
Diameter. So, you know, the diameter is kind of a tricky measurement. You know, you got, because you got a circle there, and so you can't like put a ruler on a circle.
Right.
So, the diameter, as we know, is the space of the total inch of the circle.
Okay.
So a 2-inch diameter, you know, you got the radius, of course, and the circumference.
Right.
But the diameter is actually
around.
Well, I think, I believe the diameter is the line that is directly at the midpoint of the circle across to the other midpoint of the circle, and that is
the diameter?
The diameter. So,
Is that a size of a golf ball?
It's bigger than a golf ball.
Wow. If like a tennis
diameter,
ball or a racquetball.
It's not a tennis ball. Perhaps approximately the size, and I know a lot of our listeners out there play pickleball.
Oh.
It's approximately the size of a pickleball.
Pickleballs are big.
They are. They got about a 2-inch diameter.
How about that?
So there you have it.
One of these things that we're up to as a country right now that's got me thrown off.
Yeah.
Is, you know, we've got this new swagger, and it came in with the president. He's kind of taking on the world, saying, hey, it's time for everybody to do their own thing. You know, Europe, you got to start taking care of yourself, etc. At the same time, he's out there, you know, which is going to cause all of these folks to wind up building up their own military and realize, hey, we got to do our own thing.
Right.
At the same time, he's saying he wants to take Greenland. And what I don't get is the swagger we have, which is, we're America, we're in charge, you need to help pay. Well, part of the reason we get to be in charge is that we're making the decisions. And if we start saying, hey, you guys need to do your own stuff, we're not going to have that swagger anymore. We don't get to tell other people what to do, right?
So the public policy prerogative of the administration is that America is great. America is first, and that resonates with a lot of people. Here's the problem, in my opinion. When now Europe, who has relied on a faithful partner in the United States for protection from aggressors for the better part of 80 years, and every successive administration in American history, without fail, has been a defender of Europe, Canada, North America. And now they've now learned that they cannot rely on America any longer.
Right.
And it's not just about this 4-year period. This 4-year period is what it is, and America's foreign policy has changed. But I believe it's changed forever. Because now these countries who have relied upon American support, American defense, American leadership, now realize that they can no longer rely on that. It doesn't matter who the president is, because they're always one election away from being cast off on their own. And so they're going to behave and act in the world as if they're going it alone. And, you know, I don't think that's the best prospect for world order and world peace when there is no American superpower out there who is actually exercising will.
Well, and you lose a tool in the tool bag too, right? And the tool bag is you're America. You kind of take care of everything for us. You tell us what we're going to do. We participate. And when you cede that back to them, you, as an American, you lose the authority to be like, hey, we're going to go into Afghanistan and everybody comes with you. Guess what? No, we'll be going by ourselves. Now, I get this president doesn't want to go to Afghanistan, but apparently he wants to go into Greenland and he wants to go other places. And obviously the world has to deal with us because we're America and the way we behave. But you lose that once you start to cede the authority to others.
Yeah, and this is not a mistake or an accident. This is by design, and this is the foreign policy that America is now pursuing. You look at the rhetoric on that signal chat that we found out about last week, and you know, here we are bailing out Europe again,
right.
Says the Vice President of the United States, and then he is supported in that sentiment by the Secretary of Defense. when the attitude towards our European ally is we're bailing them out again, we can't keep doing this, that's a fundamental shift in American foreign policy. And it's, I believe it's irreparable going forward, regardless of who the next president is.
Well, and I guess we're going to get into the legalities, and we ought to talk a little bit about this signal thing. But what's stunning to me about it is it shows the Europeans how the Americans really think personally. It's one thing for you to be out there thumping your chest and saying this, but this is a sure sign to the Europeans, hey, this party's over with.
Yeah, the ship sailed.
And the long-term consequences, John, I don't know. I've lived and grown up in a world that America is the leader. And I think I'm watching right in front of us the American people and the American government ceding that and saying, we're just going to kind of look out for ourselves.
And nature abhors a vacuum. Yeah. And so that vacuum in world dominance and world leadership, if it's not America, it's going to be somebody else, likely China. And giddy up, strap it on, because here we go.
And when they decide they want to fix Mexico, guess what? We just have to sit and watch.
It's Hancock and Kelly on 104.1 FM KMOX. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back, Hancock and Kelly. So last week, after we stepped away here from the Studio B at KMOX, the Atlantic story broke about the signal chat involving the Secretary of Defense, the National Security Advisor, the Vice President, the Secretary of State, and a journalist with a left-wing rag, the Atlantic, all
big old text group
chatting about bombing the Houthis. I don't know if you saw, I saw this report yesterday, Der Spiegel, a newspaper in Germany.
Okay.
They found that, they were able to access the personal cell phone numbers of Pete Hegseth, Tulsi Gabbard, and Tim Walz.
Wow.
Which is, Mike Walz, which is amazing, you know, and
apparently they use those cell phones.
Well, we don't know. That's a question we don't know. But here's the thing that got me thinking. Because we know that Gabbard was out of town. She was in a foreign country.
Right.
We know that Witkoff was in the Kremlin while he was on this thread. And here they've got these cell phones. Now, you have to assume, I suppose, that you're given a secure new cell phone when you have a position in the, say, national security space.
As maybe the vice president?
Yeah.
Right.
And so you probably have a new cell phone, which then led me to think, you know, my cell phone is, I am intimate with my cell phone.
Right.
It's got everybody I know in there.
It's got special dates in there. It's got social security numbers. I mean,
and so if you were to give me a new cell phone.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd use the darn thing.
Right.
Because this is my cell phone.
Right.
And the fact that you're conducting foreign policy briefings and giving details of, you know, when the bombs are landing.
On an app that can be, you know, even hacked, though it's encrypted, but it can be hacked.
And I've listened
Let's not forget how we got Osama bin Laden.
I'd be interested to check in with Jeff McCausland on one of these days, because I've heard enough folks that are in this space who've speculated that in all likelihood others had access to this chat, others being our adversaries, Russia, China, perhaps.
Here's the problem with it, John, is that I think one of the things that appealed to the American people about Donald Trump is they believe him to be genuine, somebody who's going to go out there and fight. Tells it like it is.
Yeah.
And he, in cooperation with Fox News and the right wing, did an incredible job educating people about national security and about use of devices. You'll remember Hunter Biden's laptop. You'll remember Hillary Clinton's emails,
which was an outrage. I mean, the fact that she had classified documents on a personal computer was an outrage.
But for 4 or 5 years, we got to well understand the law and the significance of this and the possibilities. And there were subcommittees that were having hearings on this. And to brush this aside, I think really does damage to the president's ultimate message, which is, hey, I'm the adult, I'm doing the right thing, when it looks like the kids are in charge now. And all that stuff we said about Hillary doesn't matter. maybe that doesn't start to beat you up now, but as inflation continues to rise, as people, I think people are going to wake up to this and be like, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense.
So here's the way that you handle something like that. And then now we're getting into your and my wheelhouse as far as the politics of all of this. So the proper way to handle something, it clearly was a mistake. I mean, probably the most charitable thing you can say about this whole episode is it was a horrific mistake. And so when you've committed a horrific mistake as an administration, here's what you do. Somebody needs to leave. You know, you go pick them. Walls, who invites the journalist, Hegseth, who gives a warplane. Somebody needs to pay for that.
Who's going to bring the beer? So,
and what you've got to do then at that point is say, this was an inexcusable breach of our national security. It will not happen again. We take full responsibility for it. And so-and-so is resigning from office. If you do that, because at the end of the day, the story they've got here is they executed a military operation against the Houthis that was absolutely 100% successful.
Right.
Okay. So fortunately, nobody gets killed, but that's how you handle a situation like this.
Yeah. And it defeats your complete argument of the last 5 years of what you've been saying about how national security was compromised with the folks, to sit there and discount it and play it off. Well, there it is, John. That's the Hancock and Kelly show.
Yeah, there you go. Chris and Amy are next after the news on KMOX.
See you next week.